NYPD just had their annual charity hockey match against the New York Firefighters yesterday. So the police department and the firefighters get together for their annual charity hockey game. Always a good time for everybody, right? Except for halfway through, there was a huge bench-clearing brawl. I mean, this is supposed to be a charity event. And the police and the fire department got into a big brawl yesterday, even cleared the benches.
Have you been in Seattle lately?
I haven't been to Seattle for probably 10, 15 years.
All right, then you should be clear.
Okay.
But if you saw Kings of Leon in Seattle on March 28th, you might want to make sure you don't have measles, because you might have been exposed. According to a report from the Washington State Department of Health, a woman who attended the concert had the disease and was contagious. Of course, this isn't a huge deal since most people are immune to measles, but there would be a risk for anyone who's unvaccinated.
And not something you think you'd get by going to a concert.
No, absolutely not.
Two women in Philadelphia have been fighting over the same guy. They finally had it out last week. So one woman, her mother, and eight of her friends went to the other woman's house, apparently smashed the women's windows with baseball bats, and then dumped a box of rats into the house. Police are still trying to track down all the suspects.
Well, and if I'm that guy, I'm running. Because that just branded you crazy. Movies this past weekend at the box office, no surprise, Captain America the Winter Soldier had the best April opening at the box office ever. It brought in $96.2 million in its first 3 days of release. That's $30 million more than the first Captain America movie, as well as the biggest opening weekend so far this year. Top five movies at the box office: The Grand Budapest Hotel came in at number 5, God's Not Dead at number 4, Divergent at number 3, Noah number 2, and of course, Captain America, the Winter Soldier at number 1.
And a yellow lab named Wesley went missing in New Jersey right before Hurricane Sandy hit in 2012. The owners have figured they're never going to see him now again. But last Tuesday, they got a call from a nearby police station saying that Wesley had been found. Last Tuesday was April Fool's Day, so they assumed it was a cruel prank by friends. But no, they identified Wesley through his microchip. It really was him. They picked him up on Wednesday, 17 months after he went missing.
Wow, that would have been a very cruel joke.
Yes, it would have been. Not sure where Wesley had been, but apparently he was well cared for because he had gained about 20 pounds.
What a rehaul. That would be an amazing
17
thing to see
months later.
Reunited.
Yeah. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.